Fall is definitely here and winter is coming. We are almost at November and the pace of new events in our cultural world isn't slowing down at all. Don't miss the Mariposa Arts Theater, MAT, garage sale this Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. The garage sale is at the MAT warehouse at 12 Brammer Drive in Orillia, and you can pick up all kinds of gems including vintage and vintage style clothing, shoes, drapes, bedding, dishes, books, and more. Of course, all the money raised will help support Live Theater in Orillia, and that's a good thing. Speaking of MAT, Love, Loss, and What I Wore, the first play in the 2021-22 season, not including the summer production of Twelfth Night, is all set to open on November 4th at the Orillia Opera House. Here's the synopsis, written by Nora Ephron: When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle, and her sister Delia Ephron, the play is based on the book by Elaine Beckerman. In this intimate collection of stories, the sisters surveyed the lives of dozens of women and the clothes they adore and abhor. Love, Loss and What I Wore is a deliciously funny play about wedding dresses, miniskirts, boots, bras and those black hole purses. Five fantastic actors tell the stories of over 25 different women in MAT's version of this play, directed by Chicago's Randy White, who also directed MAT's Twelfth Night in September 2021. The play will run until November 14th and there are matinee and evening performances. To get your tickets, go here, and remember, you must have proof of vaccination to attend. This weekend is all about live music in Orillia, and it is back with bells on. Saturday is jam-packed with the Mini Mariposa Folk Festival all afternoon and into the evening. Mariposa is presenting satellite concerts starting at 1 p.m. at the Best Western Hotel, Braystone Farm, St. Paul's Center, Orillia Opera House, and ODAS Park, and an evening concert at the Orillia Opera House. The idea is to somewhat mimic Mariposa's side stages and then main stage, without Tudhope Park and possible weather interference. The evening show and some afternoons are sold out, so here's the list of what is left. Best Western: Amanda Riome, James Gray, Kaya Cater, The Doozies. Orillia Opera House: Angelique Francis, Coco Love Alcorn, Lydia Prasad. St. Paul's Center: Birds of Bellwoods, Kyla Charter, Susie Vinnick, Zachary Lucky. So basically, an incredible lineup of fantastic musicians, all Mariposa fan faves. You can grab a ticket for an afternoon show for $30 by calling the Orillia Opera House box office at 705-326-8011 or clicking here. Patrons must show proof of vaccination to attend. Continuing the live music theme, you can catch a free live show featuring the Ronnie Douglas Blues Band at St. James's Anglican Church Saturday at 8 p.m. It's a free show, but you must register here to attend. And, of course, you need proof of vax to get in. The Orillia Farmers Market has live music Saturday morning, and Quail's Brewery in Oro Medonte is having a fall harvest festival with live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons from 4 to 7 p.m., featuring Jakob Pierce and the Jacqueline Sayre duo. Sustainable Orillia has another artist call out, this one with the theme of housing, so send a photo of your work with an artist statement to info@northsimco.life to be entered to win. Deadline is October 30th, don't delay. Music in the Museum, a fundraiser for the Orillia Museum of Art and History, is coming up October 30th, featuring musicians Jacqueline Danziger Arnold, Hugh Coleman, Gail Spencer, Ross Arnold, and Laura Allen Parker. Two shows at St. Paul's Center, you can grab your tickets here. Have a wonderful weekend. Isn't it fantastic to be getting back to normal? Send your arts news to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.